Yesterday, while watching the game, most people noticed that for some reason the Fox cameras never found Jerry Jones and his little buddy Chris Christie. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Jerry, congratulations on a great season, and we're sorry about that tough
one. Thank you. Before we get started here, could y'all do me a favor?
Okay.
I don't know internet, so maybe you could Googles for me.
Okay.
Which ones are the assisted suicide states?
Oh, come on. It's just a game. There's a new day today. God's given us a new day to go on and move on. And
there is no God.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
Another season is done. I can't believe it. I don't have too many more of these left, Giorgio.
Well, yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it.
And I'm sorry. I apologize. I mispronounced your name. Sorry, Jody.
No, you had it right the first time.
Well, hey, look at this. Another season's done, and while we didn't make it back to the Super Bowl, or I'm sure we made a lot further than most of you thought we would.
That's right.
Back in training camp, I thought my average daily blood alcohol level would be higher than our season number of wins. Look what we did. So we got to look at the bright side.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Speaking of bright side, will you kill me?
No.
He's talking to you.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. I can't believe I thought old Chris Christie was some kind of good luck charm for us.
And one's not bad.
Turns out he was just another fat guy eating all our food and kept farting every time he stood up. So basically, he was Steven.
Come on, Jerry.
I should have known things weren't going our way when Dan Bailey missed that field goal twice.
Twice?
That's when that Johnny Walker blue really started flowing.
Yeah,
started flowing. And I would have called down to the sidelines and started threatening people, but I'd lost the ability to form complete sentences at that point. And that desk call was horrible. Horrible, horrible.
Tough one.
I have not felt that ripped off since I bought Sky Mirror. And I would like to state, for the record, that I do not, nor will I, blame this loss on the refs or the officiating or reversing that call.
Okay.
But I do. I blame them.
Yeah, you're supposed to be classy like your head coach was after the game.
There is a word for this, and it is betrayal. Total betrayal. That, wasn't it that Blandino we had on that cowboy party bus?
Yep. Yeah, probably gave him free drinks and everything that night.
Hey, without a doubt, I know, without a doubt, I purchased a 12-lap dance insurance policy with Blandino. And now he goes and does this.
Yeah, you got a gripe.
I think that Blandino's a bigger Judas and that old restroom stripper with daddy issues I got photographed.
You sure do bring her up a lot.
Yeah, I do. I still got a little something in me that wants to get revenge on her. Like she needs a good spanking from me or something.
Just let that go.
You need a distance from that.
Let it go.
But I definitely think that was a catch. Dez took, three steps, lunges for the goal line. Now, in my mind, he made a football move.
Yeah.
And after that catch was overturned, I made a football move myself, picked up the nearest cocktail glass, and smashed it upside Chris Christie's head.
That's a football move?
That's not a football move.
And you know what? He didn't even notice. He was so busy, he was about halfway through a baby goat at that point. And had a liquid beard of either barbecue sauce or blood or something. I don't know, but he didn't even pay attention. Didn't faze him.
That's impressive, I guess.
And that DeMarco Murray fumble in the third quarter. Oh, God.
Man,
it's killer.
That was a bigger killer than John Wayne Gacy, I tell you.
Okay.
All right, look.
I mean, he had more empty real estate in front of him than Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
And then he fumbles that ball.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
So he won't be back next year.
DeMarco Murray?
No.
Wow.
He won't be back.
That's big news.
The only way that I'd probably be talked into it by Steven, because they talk me into just about anything. They get me drunk and they get me signed papers. I don't know what I sign anymore. But the good news about having DeMarco on your team, you can pay him ungodly amounts of money, and he'll fumble the check on the way to the bank and never cash it. So, yeah, we got through.
Come on, Jerry. You just need to hang in there. It was a better year than even you thought. Things are looking up for this team.
But Romo is a miracle, but he is an old miracle.
Yeah.
He's getting older and older, and believe me, I screamed like a girl when they sacked him twice in a row there in the fourth quarter.
Twice.
That's what he keeps saying, twice.
That made me so nervous. I was afraid that they were going to have to cart him off the field for a few plays until we could send him back in there in a Stephen Hawking chair.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been funny.
There is one of those.
The positivity that I want to share with you is that now is the time when we get busy. This season's done with. We can't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
At the Cowboy organization, we're going to get busy with Stephen, Jason, and the rest of the staff trying to distract me during the off season so I don't trade away our entire draft class to get Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, don't do that.
So we are focused in doing all that we can to ensure that I don't screw up the team.
Well, good. That's a good idea.
Good.
And I want you to know that as your general manager, Cowboy fans, I would like to do what I can to make the team better. And I'm right now currently trying to figure out what I need to dangle in front of Satan to get him to give us another Super Bowl so I can childishly get back at Jimmy Johnson. And as a special thank you to the Cowboy fans that made this such a memorable season for us, mm-hmm. I'm only going to raise the price of beer at the stadium $4 a cup next year.
Oh, yeah, that's really nice.
That is nice.
You're welcome. Good morning to you.
All right, good morning. There goes Jerry as he starts his off season.